Thank you and good morning, and a happy new year. A three-alarm fire just before midnight on Saturday night kept Humboldt Bay Fire Department personnel busy for more than 3 hours as a fire swept through and destroyed an ice and cold storage facility on Waterfront Drive. When firefighters reached the scene, they found heavy fire in the building, and a second alarm was quickly issued, and that was followed by a third, as firefighters battled the initial blaze and also worked to protect surrounding property. Off-duty Humboldt Bay firefighters were called in, along with mutual aid from Arcata, Samoa, Blue Lake, Fortuna, Lolita, and Cal Fire, and it took about 3 hours to bring the blaze under control. Fire crews remained on scene into yesterday morning, tracking down hotspots, and one firefighter suffered a minor injury. The cause of the fire is undetermined, and an investigation into its origin has been opened. Last year, commercial crab fishermen in Northern California had a terrible season after domoic acid closed the fishery for 6 months. This year, crab fishermen, both locally and up and down the Pacific coast, have remained in port for a different reason. They agreed to strike after Pacific Group wholesalers dropped the price for a pound of crab from $3 to $2.75 last week for fishermen who work local waters. Fishermen from Bodega Bay to Westport, Washington have returned to port in protest of the sale price. The break came with a failure of negotiations between Pacific Group, the parent company of Pacific Choice Seafood, and the Humboldt Dungeness crab fishermen who work in District 7 from Humboldt Bay to Point Arena, and they refused to accept the lower price. Fishermen in other ports tied up in solidarity, and it's unclear when negotiations will resume. Coast Guard units from Station Noyo River and Air Station Humboldt Bay were called out to Todd Point near Fort Bragg on Saturday night after three people ended up in the cold ocean waters. The call came in at about 6 o'clock that two men and a woman were in the water, and a helicopter crew from Humboldt Bay was able to pick up the woman and one of the men. Both victims were conscious but appeared to be suffering from hypothermia. The third victim, a 67-year-old man, was not located, and the Coast Guard, along with Mendocino Search and Rescue and local fire department personnel, remained on scene to continue the search both in the water and along the shoreline, but the man has not been found. The description of the body is that of an adult white male in his 20s who had brownish-red hair and tattoos on both arms near the shoulder, and he was wearing blue sneakers. His body was found last week on the wave slope on Manila, and the coroner's office has asked for the public's help in identifying the victim. An autopsy determined that the man died as a result of drowning, but an ID has proven elusive. Anyone who may have information about the deceased is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect seen on surveillance video trying to break the glass window at Ramon's Bakery on Harrison Avenue early Friday morning. The suspect can be seen approaching the business, and he then attempts to break the double-pane glass window before fleeing the scene. In Eureka, the Public Works Department wants to alert residents and visitors to Old Town that work crews will perform smoke testing on the sewer system beginning Wednesday. The non-toxic smoke is used to test the viability of the sewer system and to locate any leaks. The work will be done on 2nd Street between I and K during business hours. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Aviation Division will present its annual report to the Board of Supervisors at tomorrow's meeting, and there will be some good news to report. Greg Foster, the Executive Director of REDEC, spoke about the 2016 year and some of the positive outcomes that were achieved, and he pointed to the airport as an example. Expanded air service with Peninsula Air and a new tenant for the vacant restaurant in particular.
2016 is the year that we got another airline. You know, it's like, that's not a small thing. They started in April. And they're adding a third flight to Portland in January, and they're doing very well. It's the year that Ramon's opened. So that was a fair amount of work, and I'll give Virginia Bass a real credit on that. She went out and recruited them and did it on her own.
Another major project underway is construction work to upgrade the runway and taxiways at the Garberville Airport. And Foster said that the work of program coordinator Emily Jacobs is the reason the county secured the necessary funding.
There's a big project commencing down in Garberville that's going to spend a couple $1 million on a new runway and taxiway down there, and funding was secured for that. Emily Jacobs was able to actually aggressively pursue funding that was not being used by other small airports, and so brought in an extra $300,000 towards that project, which allowed it to be expanded.
You can listen to Greg Foster talk shop about economic development in the county by visiting our website at KINS1063.com.